This is Dr. Dave dictating progress report on Debra Sweezer, S-W-E-E-Z-E-R, Sweezer. First name Debra, D-E-B-R-A, date of birth April 2, 1961. New paragraph. Initially, the patient was seen on during October of 2021 when she presented with a mass on a CT scan in the lungs. The patient then was hospitalized on 18th of October for severe anemia and hemoglobin of around 6.6. The patient was given blood. At that time, a CT guided biopsy of the lung mass showed it to be amyloidosis. So bone marrow aspirate biopsy was done, which showed multiple myeloma with extensive disease in the bone marrow. The patient since was started on Revlimid, Velcade, and dexamethasone. However, in between, patient had COVID infections. He missed several weeks of treatment, and also during initial phase, she was working, so she would miss treatment every so often. Nonetheless, now patient has since retired, and she has been coming regularly once a week. But the patient had some peripheral neuropathy with numbness and tingling of the feet, so Revlimid was dropped. The patient has been on now Melphalan, Prednisone, and Velcade. She has done reasonably well. She has been on this for last 3 months or so. She does not have much symptoms other than very little, if any, tingling, numbness, no pain. Her physical exam today showed her to be 61, 5 feet 9 inch tall, weighing 188, blood pressure 126/87, IC and TNMR unremarkable, lymph node negative, in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her recent lab, her WBC 6000, hemoglobin 11.3, hematocrit 34.5, platelet 367, which is all within normal limit. Her CMP is essentially unremarkable. Her IgG is 1752 milligram per deciliter, which is borderline elevated. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, multiple myeloma and amyloidosis. Diagnosis 2, weight loss and anemia resolved. Diagnosis 3, peripheral neuropathy from Revlimid almost resolved. New paragraph. Recommendations will continue Velcade once a week, 2.8 milligram. We also will continue Melphalan prednisone every 4 weeks. New paragraph. If IgG does not go, continue to go down at that point, I would think we may have to add Darzalex. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consult. This is follow up on Debra Sweezer, S-W-E-E-Z-E-R. Thank you.